Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Only the baseball Hoosiers' third loss in 16 outings at DeBart. A Tuesday 10-inning loss to Illinois 3-2, dropping the Hoosiers to 24-13 on the year. They've been dropped now from the top 25 this week after losing the Michigan series last weekend, and now looming for Jeff Mercer's crew. First place at stake. Nebraska comes in for the first of two, 8 o'clock on Friday night.
When you talk to the guys and you're trying to create your environment and your mentality as a group, the one thing that you have to have at its core essence is the ability to just continue to compete and to fight. And you don't know how the game is going to work its way out, and you don't know who's going to be the one that does it. But in some way, shape, or form, you have the confidence to believe that if we just continue to push through mistakes and through errors and through bad things, that we're going to have an opportunity to win it in the end.
Well, Jeff, watched the Hoosiers belt out 9 hits Tuesday, but they stranded 12 runners. Morgan Colopy and Grant Richardson knocked in the runs. That game, by the way, on BTN, Friday night, 8 o'clock, against the first-place Huskers. Reds on the radio tonight, hosting the Giants. First pitch at 6:40, pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Most certainly it stung, that overtime loss to Marshall Monday night. It was a game, obviously, on the biggest stage, the national championship in Cary, North Carolina. Chances were there, just unable, Indiana, to convert. And when you're a senior like defender A.J. Palazzolo, Monday night was the end of the line. His last game, and trying to, well, put things as best he could into perspective.
We had a couple ups and downs this year. I'm just so proud of my guys for even getting to this point with everything we've been through with COVID, and, you know, we battled and we dug in. Just didn't go our way, but, man, I love this team. I love this program, and sucks to go out like this, but, you know, we got to keep our heads held high because we got a hell of a team, and I'm just so proud of my guys. The hardest I've ever seen this team work. So proud of this team for, you know, the work we've put in all year.
Trying the best he could to put it in perspective on Monday night, senior defender A.J. Palazzolo. You know, it was like Coach Todd Yeagley was saying in his post game, in this program, you learn how to win, how to have discipline, and how to be selfless. And you have an awesome time doing it. Those are the things we'll get back to. We'll get back to Reds on the radio against the Giants pregame tonight, 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.